with regard to the Jews, the Yahud, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّاهُ أَبَدًا, that they will never wish for it. They will never wish for death. They will not wish for death. And the same word is used, لَنْ. So if the saying of the Mu'tazila were correct, then this word لَنْ would mean they will never ever in this world or the hereafter, they will never ever wish for death. And this is proved to be an incorrect understanding by the other ayah that Shaykh al-Fawzan quoted, يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ, Surah Az-Zukhruf, 42nd Surah, Ayah 77. That the people of the hellfire, when they entered into the hellfire and they suffer its torment, that they will say to the guardian of the hellfire, O Malik, let your Lord put an end to us. And they can't bear the pain of the fire, then they will say, O Malik, all the people of the fire, the Jews and other than the Jews, they'll say, O Malik, let your Lord put an end to us. So they'll call for death. So this shows that Lam, in the first ayah, that they will not wish for death, it doesn't mean forever and ever. I mean, in this world, they don't wish for death. They also use, or they try and use, or who can remember us before we move on to that, a second ayah. Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh, this is an ayah from outside the text and the explanation, Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh, one of the scholars in Saudi at the moment, Hafizullah, he mentioned another ayah that shows the meaning of lan doesn't mean ever, for forever and ever. Doesn't mean forever. As-salamu alayhi wa sallam. Who can remember? Maryam alayhi salam, she said in the ayah that came in Surah Maryam, فَلَمْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا, she said she made a fast, she made a vow that she would fast and not speak to any person, and she said فَلَمْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا, she used the same word لَمْ with the meaning I will not speak to anyone. And the saying of those people, it would mean never ever whatsoever will I speak to anyone. But she herself mentioned فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّ, I will not speak to anyone today. So if the meaning was ever, forever, in this world or hereafter, it would be no wisdom in her saying, I will never, ever, whatsoever speak to anyone today. So the fact that she limited it to today shows that word does not mean, Alam does not mean forever. The Mu'tazila, they try to use another ayah as well. If you remember, they try to use one other ayah. You can remember the other ayah which they try and use.
I don't know in Arabic.
Okay.
It's no vision can grasp.
Yeah. The ayah, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ, the ayah from Surah Al-An'am, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ, that vision, no vision grasps him, no vision encompasses him, encompasses Allah. So the Mu'tazila trying to use that ayah to say, look, vision does not encompass Allah, you cannot be seen. The believers will not see Allah. We had the response to that, the correct meaning is, it here, the idraq, the reaching here, means encompassing. That vision does not encompass Allah. And no one can, nothing from vision encompasses Allah. No one can encompass Allah with vision. But this is not a denial that the believers will see Allah. Because seeing something is very different to totally encompassing it. And the Shaykh gave the example of the sun. Just an example from the creation. Just something from the creation. That we can see the sun, but our vision does not encompass it. Does not totally surround and encompass it. We can see it, but not encompass it. And that's just with regard to something from the creation. So how about the Creator? He the Perfect and Most High. No doubt the believers will see him, but that doesn't mean that they will encompass him with their vision. So the ayah is not denying Allah will be seen, rather it's denying that Allah will be encompassed by a vision. Who can, if this question were put to someone, who can give the answer that which of these two do the people of the Sunnah say is impossible? Which of these two is impossible? Seeing Allah in the hereafter? Or seeing Allah in this life? Which of these is impossible with the people of the Sunnah?
Neither.
Neither one of these two is impossible. at the point that Shaykh al-Fawzan makes, that we say that Allah is not seen in the life of this world. He is not seen. The people are not able to see Allah in the life of this world with their eyes. However, we do not say it's impossible. There's a difference between saying the people do not have the ability to do it and saying the thing itself is an impossibility. No. And likewise in the hereafter, it's certainly not impossible. Rather, the believers will see Allah in the hereafter. So it's not impossible in this world and it's not impossible in the hereafter. And the fact that it's not impossible is shown, as Shaykh Fawzan pointed out, by Musa alayhi salam. He asked his Lord to be able to see him in this life. And Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah, one of the Prophets, those who are most knowledgeable of their Lord, he asked for something to see Allah, and he would not ask for something impossible. It's not sufficient for a Prophet to ask something that's totally impossible. So we don't say it's impossible to see Allah, we just say it doesn't happen. The people do not have the ability in this life to see Allah. Who can remember how Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, how he used the ayah from Surah Al-Mutaffifin? كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. The ayah with regard to the unbelievers, that on that day the unbelievers will be screened away from their Lord. Imam Shafi'i used this as a proof that the believers will see Allah, even though he doesn't mention it. How did he use the ayah as a proof that the believers will see Allah, even though it doesn't mention the believers seeing Allah? How?
Because as a punishment to the believers,
yeah,
as far as Allah will not show himself to them. So if that was the case for them,
yeah,
as a reward for the believers, they should show himself.
That the ayah is with regard to the punishment of the unbelievers. It mentioned the punishment of the unbelievers, that they will be screened away from seeing their Lord. So what's understood from that is that those enemies of Allah, the unbelievers, those whom Allah is angry with, as a punishment, they will be screened from seeing Him. So it's to be understood from that, that the believers will not suffer that punishment. They will not be screened away from seeing Allah, rather they will be able to see Him. That which is confirmed in the other ayahs, that indeed the believers will see Allah, they will not be punished with that punishment. And if it were the case that neither the believers nor the unbelievers see Allah, nobody sees Allah, then that would not be mentioned as a punishment of the unbelievers. Rather, it would just be the case that nobody sees Allah. Rather, it's the case that the believers will see Allah, and the unbelievers will be punished by being screened away and not seeing their Lord. And finally, is it correct to say that the believers will see Allah, but not in a direction? On the day of resurrection, the believers will see Allah, but not in a direction. Is that a correct statement or not? That is not a correct statement. That's the saying of the Ash'aris, but not the saying of the people of the Sunnah. Rather, we affirm for Allah that He is above, that the believers see Allah, and that He is above. And with regard to the next section, then a new section begins, which is quite a long section, with regard to Al-Qadr, pre-decree. So there occurs here the heading, Faslun fi al-Imani bil-Qadr. And this being on page 157 of the Egyptian print. On page 154 of the Saudi print. Then, Faslun fil Iman bil Qadr, section with regard to Iman, true faith, in pre-decree, Al Qadr. And the Imam Ibn Qudama, he begins his section, rahimahullah, by saying, وَمِنْ صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ أَنَّهُ الْفَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ لَا يَكُونُ شَيْءٌ إِلَّا بِإِرَادَتِهِ. And that should be a word that always got, أَنَّهُ الْفَعَالُ, there should be a lam after that. لِمَا, not just ma. So the letter lam is missed out of this Egyptian print. وَمِنْ صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ أَنَّهُ الْفَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ لَا يَكُونُ شَيْءٌ إِلَّا بِإِرَادَتِهِ. And from the attributes of Allah the Most High is that He is the doer of whatever He wills. Nothing occurs except with His will. And from the attributes of Allah the Most High is that He is the doer of whatever He wills. Nothing occurs except with his will. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said in explanation, this is an entry into a second attribute from the attributes of Allah, and it is Al-Qadha wal-Qadr, preordainment, or it is Al-Qadha, ordainment, and Al-Qadr, pre-decree. And that Allah, the Perfect and Most High, ordained and pre-decreed everything which occurs in this creation, from its beginning to its end. Nothing occurs in His kingdom except that which He wills, He the Perfect and Most High. Or he said rather, nothing occurs in His kingdom that He does not will, He the Perfect and Most High. Nothing occurs in His kingdom that He, the Perfect and Most High, does not will. Everything is by His ordainment and pre-decree, and by His will and His wish, and by His bringing it into existence, He the Perfect and Most High. And that is that Iman, true faith in ordainment and pre-decree, is one of the six pillars of Iman. Iman in Al-Qadha wal-Qadr, ordainment and pre-decree, is one of the six pillars of Iman. Just as he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, and then he mentions as a proof the famous hadith of Jibreel, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. That Iman, true faith, is that you truly believe in Allah and in His angels and in His books and in His messengers and in the last day, and that you truly believe, you have Iman in pre-decree, Al-Qadr, the good of it and the bad of it. In a footnote they mention, this is from a hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab, reported by Ahmad and by Muslim, and you'll find it right at the start of Sahih Muslim, and by At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, and the references carry on. Hadith, of course, being Sahih, reported by Muslim, the famous hadith is known as the hadith of Jibreel, where Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Islam and Iman and Ihsan and the signs of the hour, to the end of the hadith, the famous hadith. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, commenting upon it, his saying, وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, and that you have Iman, you have true faith in pre-decree, the good of it and the bad of it. This is a proof that having Iman in ordainment and pre-decree is from the six pillars of Iman and is from the fundamentals of Iman. So whoever denies it has denied a pillar from the pillars of Iman and the fundamental from the fundamentals of Iman. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzan moves on to mention something extremely important that people of knowledge point out the importance of this as a side point, because sometimes people have a problem understanding pre-decree and they tie themselves in knots trying to understand pre-decree. Then some of the people of knowledge mention, if you understand these four points about pre-decree, you'll understand what you need to know about pre-decree. You need to know these four points, that's what you need to know. So Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, an Iman in ordainment and pre-decree includes four levels. The first level is that Allah knew whatever was and whatever will be in His eternal knowledge. which has been his attribute always and will be forever. At the end there it should be azalan wa abadan. There's a za missed out from the word before the end. It says whatever it says, it should be azalan wa abadan. That Allah knew whatever was and whatever will be in his eternal knowledge, which has been his attribute always and will be forever. So Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned the first level here, al-ilm, the level of knowledge. Then he mentioned the second level. He said the second level is that he wrote that in al-lawh al-mahfuz. Allah the Most High, he wrote that in the preserved tablet, in which he wrote everything that was going to occur until the establishment of the hour. That's the second level that they mentioned as being al-kitab, writing down. The first level, al-ilm, knowledge. The second level, al-kitaba, writing down. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned the third level. He said, the third matter is that nothing occurs in this creation with regard to something coming into existence or something being destroyed or death or life or existence or non-existence except with his wish and will, he the perfect and most high. So if he wills something, it occurs. Just as Allah said, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Surah Yasin, the 36th surah, ayah 82. With the explanation, his command when he wills anything is just that he says to it, be, and it is. Kun, be, and it is. The Shaykh said, so there is nothing which occurs in this creation from life, or death, or good, or evil, or sickness, or health, or abundance of vegetation, or drought, or other than that, except by the wish and will of Allah the Perfect and Most High. Nothing exists in his kingdom that he did not will. That's the third level that they mentioned as being al-mashi'a, a level of wish, his wish or his will. And then Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions the fourth level and says, the fourth matter is that when he wills anything and wishes it, he creates it and brings it into existence, he the Perfect and Most High. So there is nothing in this creation except that which Allah has created and which Allah has brought into existence. Just as he the Most High said, الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. Surah Az-Zumar, the 39th surah, ayah 62. With the explanation, Allah is the creator of everything and he is a guardian over everything. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so he is the one who is alone in creating and bringing into existence. And he, the Perfect and Most High, said, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Surah Saffat, the 37th surah, ayah 96. With the explanation, and Allah created you, and whatever you do. Allah created you, and whatever deeds you do. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so the deeds of the servants are amongst those things which Allah created. The deeds of the servants are amongst those things which Allah, the Majestic and Most High, creates. He knew them, and He wrote them, and He wished and willed them, and He created and brought them into existence at their appointed times which He wished. He, the Perfect and Most High. So they are actions of the servants. So Shaykh al-Fawzan, in other words, Shaykh al-Fawzan has mentioned the four levels here, all the four levels, the first level being al-ilm, knowledge that Allah the Most High knew everything. Second, al-kitabah, that Allah wrote everything down in the preserved tablet that was going to occur. Thirdly, that Allah wished everything, al-mashi'ah, He wished everything that was going to occur. And fourthly, that He created al-khalq, that He created whatever was going to come into existence. And now, as we see, Shaykh al-Fawzan moves on to the point that's connected to that, that of the actions of the servants. That part of what Allah created is the actions of the servants. So the Shaykh said, so they are actions of the servants, which they did by their own will and wish and ability. And they are a creation of Allah, the Majestic and Most High. And things brought into existence by Him, the Perfect and Most High. This is a summary of Iman, true faith, in ordainment and pre-decree. And these four levels are essential. These four levels are essential. Those four levels that we heard, knowledge, writing, willing and creating. And then Shaykh al-Fawzan continues with this matter here, that the actions of the servants, which they do, they are their actions, but they are created by Allah. And the people do them by their own wish and will. So he said, He the Most High said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. He continues from that point and he says, the ayah, Surah Al-Hajj, 22nd Surah, ayah 14, with the explanation, Allah does whatever He wills. He said, and He the Perfect and Most High said, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah 253, with the explanation, and if Allah had wished, they would not have fought each other. However, Allah does whatever He wills. He said, and He the Perfect said in Surah Al-Buruj, فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. The 85th Surah, Surah Al-Buruj, Ayah 16, with the explanation that Allah the Most High is the one who does whatever He wills. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so if He wills a thing, He does it. And He brings it into existence. Nothing is impossible for Him, because He is the doer of whatever He wills. And as for the created being, then he may will something, a person. As for the created being, then he may will something, but not be able to do it. But as for Allah, the Majestic and Most High, فَإِنَّهُ فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. And there should be an alif after this ayin here. It's missed out in this Egyptian printing here. فَإِنَّهُ فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. As for Allah, the Majestic and Most High, then He is the doer of whatever He wills. And this is general, covering everything which is in the creation. That it is by the will of Allah. And that it is an action of Allah, the Majestic and Most High. Allah is the creator of everything. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah, rahimahullah, he continues, وَلَا يَخْرُجُ شَيْءٌ عَنْ مَشِيئَتِهِ وَلَيْسَ فِي الْعَالَمِ شَيْءٌ يَخْرُجُ عَنْ تَقْدِيرِهِ وَلَا يَصْدُرُ إِلَّا بِتَدْبِيرِهِ وَلَا مَحِيدَ لِأَحَدٍ عَنِ الْقَدْرِ المقدور. ولا محيد لأحد عن القدر المقدور ولا يتجاوز ما خط في اللوح المسطور. The Imam said, and nothing escapes his wish, and there is nothing in the creation which departs from his pre-decree, and nothing comes about except through his command, and no one can avoid the pre-decree which has been ordained for him, and no one can go beyond what was written for him in the inscribed tablet. Shaykh Fawzan said in explanation, and just in the, with regard to the wording there, where it says Al-Qadr, there's a waw, Al-Qadri wal-Maqdur. In both versions, the Egyptian and the Saudi edition, it's got a waw there. In the other editions, like the version of, with the explanation of Shaykh Al-Fimin, and the version with the checking of Shaykh Badr al-Badr, other versions, there's no waw there. It's just Al-Qadri wal-Maqdur. In other words, no one can avoid the pre-decree which has been ordained for him. Allahu A'lam. With regard to the explanation, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Hafidhahullah, he said, regarding every created being, then whatever Allah decreed for it, it must happen to it. With regard to every created being, that which Allah has decreed for it, must certainly happen to it, from good or evil. From a good state or corruption, from unbelief or true faith, iman, from obedience or disobedience. This is with regard to actions, and whatever Allah has decreed from actions in that regard for each created being, it must occur. And the same is the case with regard to decreed events, al-aqdar. The same is the case with regard to decreed events which happen to them without their choice. And the Shaykh is making a difference here. As for the first category of things, belief or unbelief, person being righteous or corrupt, obeying Allah or disobeying, then these are things which a servant has got a choice about. But whatever Allah has decreed in that regard must certainly happen to that person. Then he mentions a different category, the aqdar, those things where the person has no choice. He doesn't have a choice in this regard. So the Shaykh said, and the same is the case with regard to the decreed events which happen to them without their choice. Such as, he gives examples, such as illness and health and wealthiness and poverty. These are without their wish and without their will. Rather, they are just from Allah, the Perfect and Most High. But as for their actions, and the first category of things he mentioned first, as for their actions, then they occur with their wish and their will. And they do, he said, they do them, and they leave them, and they love them, and they hate them, and they will them. And the actions which the people do, they do have a choice about it. They do act their own actions by wish, their own wish and their will. Some things they do, some things they leave. Some things they love, some things they hate. He said, so they occur by their will and their wish, and by their own actions and their own choice. And this does not prevent this being something created by Allah, the Majestic and Most High. Allah created them, and He created their ability, and He created their wish, and He created their will, and He created their actions. In other words, the fact that Allah the Most High created the people's actions, it doesn't mean that He forced them to do them, because the people do their actions by their own wish and will. Even though Allah created their actions, but the ones who commit the actions and do them are the people, by their own wish and will. Then there comes a small title here, which is just a title added to the book, Aqeedatu Ahli Sunnati wal Jama'ah fi Af'al al Ibad. The creed and belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah with regard to the actions of the servants. Then the saying of the Imam Ibn Qudama comes, Rahimahullah, Arada mal alamu fa'iluhu. He willed whatever the creation do. He willed whatever the creation do. Shaykh Fawzan said, Allah the Majestic and Most High willed whatever the creation do. Nothing departs from His will, He the Perfect. This is with regard to al-iradatul kawmiyatul amma li kulli shay. This is with regard to His universal creational will which covers everything. I mean, this will, and here makes a distinction, as we'll see in this section, makes a distinction between the two wills that we affirm for Allah the Most High. Al-irada al-kawmiyya, Allah's universal will or creational will, and secondly, al-irada al-shar'iyya, Allah's legislational will, that which Allah legislates and loves and commands. So first, he begins with the first of these, al-irada al-kawmiyya, Allah's universal creational will. So he says, just repeat the phrase that he brought here, that Allah, the Majestic and Most High, willed whatever the creation do, nothing departs from His will, He the Perfect. This is with regard to His universal creational will, which covers everything, good and evil, unbelief and true faith, obedience and disobedience. All of those occur with Allah's irada al-kawniyya, universal creational will. Allah wills these things will happen in the creation. Whether He loves them or not, but He willed that they will happen. And he moves on and mentions a second will that we have found for Allah the Most High. He said, as for al-irada al-shar'iyya, as for the legislational will, then that applies specifically to acts of obedience alone. And therefore, He, the Perfect and Most High, says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah, ayah 185. With the explanation, Allah wants ease for you, and He does not want difficulty for you. And he quotes the second one, these mean evidences for Allah's legislational will, he quotes the second one, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينِ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَنْ تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. Surah Al-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 27, with the explanation, and Allah wishes to accept your repentance, but those who follow desires want you to deviate greatly away. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so al-irada, so will is of two types. And as we've had before in the explanation of Aqidah Tahawiyyah and elsewhere, that this is where many of the deviant sects have gone astray on this point, by only affirming one of these wills and denying the other, not affirming Allah's creational will and His legislational will, and not making a difference between the two. As for the people of the Sunnah, as we see here, they affirm both of these and make a distinction between them. So Shaykh al-Fawzan said here, so the will, al-irada, is of two types. Creational will, or universal will, and that is that which everything enters within, from good and evil, and obedience and disobedience, and unbelief and iman, true faith. It is everything which Allah willed should exist. That's this first will, al-irada al-kawniyya, Allah's universal creational will, that Allah willed whatever was going to occur, He willed it to occur. Whether good or evil, obedience or disobedience, belief, unbelief, all of that falls under Allah's will, His creational will, and His universal legislation, His universal creational will. Then again, he mentions the second type. He says, as for the second type, And that is the legislational and religious will. Al-irada al-diniya al-shar'iyya. Then that applies only to acts of obedience and righteous deeds. And this may occur and it may not occur. The religious will, the second one, it may occur and it may not occur. And that's a difference as we had before again. With regard to the first will that we affirm for Allah, His universal creational will, al-irada al-kawniyya, whatever Allah will would happen in the creation, then it must certainly happen. It cannot fail to happen. It's unavoidable. It will certainly happen. As for the second, Allah's legislational will, that which He legislates and commands and loves, then it might happen and it might not happen. Shaykh al-Fawzan gives examples. He said, so Allah willed with His legislative will, He willed the unbeliever to accept Islam. However, he did not accept Islam. That which Allah willed and legislated did not occur. And Allah willed Iman, true faith, from all of mankind. However, the believer obeyed and the unbeliever disobeyed. So, the universal creational will must certainly occur. And as for al-irada al-diniya, the religious will, then it might occur and it might not, in accordance with the mashi'ah, the overall wish of Allah the Perfect and Most High and His mercy. Then the Imam continued, يُطِيعُهُ جَمِيعًا قال some on the page before, وَلَوْ أَصَمَهُمْ لَمَا خَالَفُوهُ وَلَوْ شَاءَ أَنْ يُطِيعُهُ جَمِيعًا لَأَطَاعُوهُ. He said, Imam Ibn Qudamah continued, rahmahullah, he said, He willed whatever the creation do. We already have that part, and then he continues. And if He had made them infallible, then they would not have disobeyed Him. And if He had wished them all to obey Him, then they would all have been obedient to Him. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, He, the Most High, said, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Surah Hud, the 11th Surah, Ayah 118. He said, the ayah with the explanation, And if your Lord had wished, He would have made all of mankind a single nation. If your Lord had wished, He would have made all of mankind a single nation. As a side point here, with regard to tafsir of this ayah, then the great Mufassir Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, he said, meaning, Jama'atun wahida, a single body of people, and a single religion. And then he reports with a good chain of narration from Qatada, the Tabi'i, that he said, he would have made them, all of them, Muslims. In a single nation, he would have made, if he had wished, he would have made them all Muslims. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes the second ayah, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. Surah Al-An'am, the 6th Surah, Ayah 137, with the explanation, And if Allah had wished, they would not have done it. So leave them, and whatever lies they invent. And he quotes the third ayah, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَأَتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا. Surah Sajda, 32nd Surah, Ayah 13, with the explanation, And if we had wished, we would have given every soul its guidance. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, If Allah had wished for the whole of creation to have Iman, if Allah had wished for the whole of creation to truly believe, then the whole of the creation would have truly believed. However, because of His hikmah, because of His wisdom, He the Perfect and Most High, He caused this matter to relate to the choice of the people. I mean, whether the people believe or they don't believe, or they accept Iman or they reject Iman, and so on. Allah calls that to refer back to the choice of the people. They have a choice. Shaykh said, so the believer, the mu'min, the believer, believes by his own will and wish, and the unbeliever disbelieves by his own wish and will and choice. And so that on account of this, jihad in Allah's path should come about. And so that Allah's names and attributes should be manifested from His bestowing favour and His punishment and His mercy and His anger. And from the fact that there are believers, there's some believers, and there are others who are disbelievers. Allah upon the believers, He bestows favour and mercy, and on the unbelievers, those who choose unbelief, Allah bestows punishment and anger. So those attributes of Allah are manifested through that. And the Shaykh said, and if all of the people were righteous, then there would be nobody from the people of the fire. And if all of the people were unbelievers, there would be nobody found to be from the people of paradise. So from His wisdom, He the Majestic and Most High, is that He decreed Iman, true faith, and unbelief. And He commanded the people, and He forbade them as a test and a trial. So whoever obeys Him becomes from the people of paradise, and whoever disobeys Him becomes from the people of the fire, because of his own actions and his own choice, which he himself made. And then the Imam continued, and we take just these two next sentences, inshallah, and finish. خَلَقَ الْخَلَائِقَ وَأَفْعَالَهُمْ. He created the created beings and their actions. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, He the Most High said, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Surah As-Saffat, the 37th Surah, Ayah 96. The same ayah which came before. The 37th Surah, Ayah 96, with the explanation, and Allah created you, and whatever you do. He quotes the second ayah, which also because second ayah, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in, Surah Ar-Ra'd, 13th Surah, Ayah 16. Allah is the creator of everything. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah, he continued with what we'll take as the last point. He said, قَدَّرَ أَرْزَاقَهُمْ وَآجَالَهُمْ. And He pre-decreed their provision and their lifespans. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, He pre-decreed their provision and their lifespans and their illness and their becoming cured and their death and their life. And this is something which they have no control over. I mean, the people have got no control over this. When they become ill, when they become cured, when they die, when they live, they have no control over this. Rather, it occurs to them without their will. And even if it is something which they dislike and do not want, still illness and death occurs to them. And disagreeable things occur to them, and matters which are pleasing to them. This occurs to them by the ordainment and pre-decree of Allah. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. As we said, this section is quite long and it continues for quite a while. Because obviously because of the importance of this matter, because of the number of the deviant sects who went astray in this regard. Who said the opposite of many of these points here. Any points of clarification? And just as a summary, the Shaykh al-Fawzan, for those who have any trouble understanding with regard to pre-decree, and they get thrown into confusion, or people raise doubts, and they get troubled by these doubts, the Shaykh al-Fawzan points out that what's essential with regard to pre-decree is that we understand these four levels. We know and have understanding of these four levels, these four matters. Firstly, al-ilm, that Allah the Most High has always known everything that ever was or ever will be. Al-ilm. He has always known that. Whatever that is in the creation, whatever happens, Allah has always known it. Al-ilm. His knowledge. Secondly, that all of that, Allah the Most High wrote it down in the preserved tablet. Before He created the creation, 50,000 years before, He wrote it all down in the preserved tablet, the level of Al-Kitaba, He wrote it down. Thirdly, that whatever occurs in the creation, then Allah wished and willed that it would come about. So there's nothing that Allah did not will would occur. In the creation there's nothing there except Allah willed it would occur. The level of Al-Mashi'ah. And fourthly, that Allah created it. Whatever occurs, Allah created it. Nobody else created it. Only Allah is the creator. Al-Khalq. The fourth level, Al-Khalq, creation. And as the Shaykh said in the point, that Allah created the actions of the people. Who created the actions of the people? Allah. There's no other creator without Allah. Whatever occurs in the creation, Allah created it. And as for who does the actions, then it's the people. The people do the actions by their own choice and their own wish and will. They can't say, Allah forced me to do this, as the Jabariyyah say, we are forced to do our actions, we've got no choice. No, you chose with your own choice to do those actions. Allah created them and you did them. And so on. That's your clarification.
Yeah, that's it. It's without an alif. Yeah. Right.
Sort of Ra'ad. Yeah, the ayah from Surah Ra'ad is Allahu Khaliqu Kulli Shay. Same as the ayah which came before as well. Same as the ayah from Surah Az-Zumar. Explainers mentioned amongst those who deny that believers will see Allah on the day of resurrection, amongst them, apart from the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah, amongst them are some of the sects of the Khawarij as well. Amongst them, the present day Ibadiyya, those who are in the east, in Oman.
Allahumma bihamdika, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.